This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. Mark Wayne Mullen of Oklahoma was confirmed as the new Secretary of Homeland Security without the support of Colorado's two U.S. senators. Michael Bennett and John Hickenlooper voted no, like most Democratic senators. The two have been clear that they believe the department Mullen will lead needs an overhaul in guardrails. That's in the wake of the shooting deaths of two U.S. citizens by federal immigration officers. DHS has been shut down for over a month as Democrats and the White House negotiate reforms. Organizers of Mesa County's Cesar Chavez celebration say they're going ahead with this weekend's event under a new name. CPR's Dina Sieg reports.
Grand Junction's event will now be called the Si Se Puede celebration, meaning yes, we can. The phrase was coined by Dolores Huerta, who says Cesar Chavez assaulted her in the 60s. Event organizer Jose Luis Chavez says even though the Latino community is working through grief, the celebration needs to continue.
We have to stand for and speak for the people whose voices can't be heard.
And Chavez says recognizing farmworker rights in this agricultural region is vital.
The movement is much bigger than one person.
In Grand Junction, I'm Stina Sieg, CPR News.
The Colorado Mesa University women's basketball team is heading to its first ever NCAA Division II Final Four. The Mavericks beat the University of Minnesota Duluth today in Pittsburgh. Senior forward Olivia Reed-Tyne led the team with 35 points and 15 rebounds. Colorado Mesa will play Indiana University of Pennsylvania on Thursday. This is CPR News. It's 5:06.